Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Christian Talk with TNT. It's TNT time on Christian Talk. Hi, Cecilia. How are you today?
Hello. How are you doing? I want to say hi to all our friends and family. God bless you all. And I'm doing pretty
good.
Yes.
That is good to hear. I want everybody to pick up your phones right now, grab your computers, go to your inbox, text your family members, friends, and even some of your enemies, okay, and encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Give them that number right now, or just tell them to click on the picture or the link on Facebook, on my Facebook page, T. Meyer McCain. Just go to my Facebook page, click on the link of this particular show, and you can listen to it from your computer. As a matter of fact, you can listen to it all week on Facebook, wherever you see the link for the show, okay? You can also see us You can also see us on The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila. T. Meyer and Tusila McCain. We're on HSBN.tv, you can see us. You can catch us on Facebook Live. Be ready for that. And YouTube, many other, Roku, many other social media platforms. Just look for The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain. And just go ahead and click on it. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio and many other programs on social media. You can go to our website, churchofjesuschristministry.com, and you can also go to media. Once you get there, go to media, and you can see our program there. You can get it from our website. So just go ahead and do that. While you're there, just scroll up and down the page, and you will be blessed by the things that's there. You can also order our book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. It's available on Amazon right now. And if you order it now, you'll receive it in 2 days. So go ahead and order it and be blessed. Praise the Lord. And don't forget to come and worship with us. We are now at 8470, that's 8470 Nuevo Avenue, N-U-E-V-O, Nuevo Avenue, Fontana, California, 92335. That's right, we're in Fontana. And so you can come on and worship with us, and I know that that you will definitely be blessed, all right? Once again, 8470 Nuevo Avenue, Fontana, California, 92335. So, praise the Lord. Listen, don't go away. We're going to be right back after this. Stay right there.
We got the power.
Christian Talk, and tonight is TNT time on Christian Talk. Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, and very, very soon all the churches will be united for the glory of God. Right now there's a little separation here and there, but we're going to come together. Don't worry about it. Let's just keep these our churches. Let's keep our brothers and sisters in prayer all over the world, so we can come together in the name of the Lord. What do you think, Pastor Tasila?
I think that is chaos everywhere. That's what I see.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the TV and the videos and the schools, and I see chaos. I see people screaming out, jihad, holy war, and all that.
Yeah.
And God is going to deal with all this stuff. And I think that we're in an interesting time. And those that are listening, I know you guys are mostly Christians, and that's where we're coming from. We have to gird up. We said we are united with the power of God, and not by our own might or power or our strength. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. All these things are about to happen that is going to take place, our comeback. We're not overtaken. You know, when you look at the news and everything, you think we live in another country with all the different flags going up in the air and no one's standing up against it. But we're united, like the song said, with the power of God. These things are against Christ and his anointed that we're seeing in the earth right now. And a lot of people don't understand that these systems, the satanic systems, are rising up because they are against God and his anointed, those that belong to him. They would rather crush and take out Christianity out of everything. But first I want to say something about, you know, how every country and even people in our country feel like that if people live in another country, that they are able to lift up their gods. That's their God. And the scripture says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." It's only one God, like Jesus told them before Abraham was, "I am." It's not like a bunch of gods according to every country you go to. And I heard one famous person that people used to watch at 3 o'clock every day on a certain channel say, "There's many ways to God," and it isn't. It's not many ways. Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light." There's only one way to God. And people might say, isn't that narrow-minded? It's just the facts. It's his kingdom. He set it up that way. Fight with the Lord about it, the way he set his kingdom up. He says, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. And the life, and without me, you cannot get into the kingdom of God." And just because we have different types of gods like Buddhas and different systems like Hare Krishna and Allah, those are false deities. Those are satanic deities, whatever. They're not gods. And a lot of people have placed them. I've even heard Christians say that Allah was God, and he's not. I have to tell you that. Sorry, you could be mad all you want. Jesus, Yeshua, is the only one paid the price. And a lot of times right now we're having a lot of people rise up with their flags and their gods and how they see it and how they want to crush the United States and those that are Christians, but This is a war, a spiritual war. It's really not about land and all of that. It's a spiritual war, and I want all you Christians to stand up, start being the Lord to be with us. A lot of times people don't want to talk about political things. You can shut all that out if you want to, but it'll come back to bite you if you don't pray about it and keep it in its place. But let me just tell you, Jesus, all throughout the Bible, he showed us that there's only one way. And people think that it's so many ways. Even at one point, Jesus had to even ask his disciples, he said, "Who do you say I am? Who do you think I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Well, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man." So there's a way of knowledge of man and mankind, and then of life knowledge. That is knowledge from the Holy Spirit, the revelation of God. And he's telling him, "But by my Father in heaven is the only way that you had the revelation." Because Father in heaven is the tree of life. That is where we get our revelation from. And then we have other knowledge that you get and wisdom from the world. And he says, now by this particular knowledge and by the revelation of who Jesus is, the church will be built. And at this point, Jesus is really trying to understand if they knew or if they were acquiring what he was giving them, the divine revelation through his sayings and his teachings. He also wanted to know if they understood that he was the Son of God in a mortal body back in front of them, and if they were recognizing their time of visitation. You see, Jesus was with them in their time frame, yet he was also the great I Am. Remember when Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am? And when he was talking to Moses, he told him to tell them that I am. When he said, who shall I say is sending me? He said, meaning, he told him, tell them that I am, meaning I exist, who exists, or I exist, that I exist, and aptly described as I am that I am, which means that God always exists. And that means that he has no beginning and no end in existence. So when we think of Jesus, we always think of him as a baby. But for the record, he just said, before Abraham was, I am, now letting them know that he is a deity. Jesus is letting them know that he is God in the flesh. Like I just said, we see Jesus as a little baby and a lowly carpenter of Nazareth, but he is also our bridegroom warrior. He fights for us, and he intercedes for us. He is our mediator. There is no way that you could come to the Father except through the Son. And a lot of times he said, those that are trying, you can, you could try, but he calls you a thief and a robber. Those that try to come into him besides coming through the Father, I mean coming through him and the blood that he already sacrificially applied to each one of us. He says in Timothy 2, 5 through 6, this is mind-blowing, and I promise you. He says, for there is only one God, he's telling you. And you can't go back now and say, well, the one God is the God of that they see God differently because they're Chinese, so they see him as Buddha. No, don't go for that. God, Jesus is telling you the truth right here. Don't fall for all of that, different gods according to culture. Jesus is infiltrating all those cultures right now with dreams and visions and salvation for all of them, because he said every knee is going to bow. And he's telling them in 1 Timothy 2, 5 through 6, he says, for there is only one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom, a substitutionary sacrifice to atone for all, a testimony given at a right and proper time. Still talking about how he is our bridegroom warrior, he goes on in Revelation 19:16 and says, they will wage war against the Lamb. The Lamb will triumph over them. We win all the time. And not only that, he's saying they will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with him will be his called. That's you. That's the people that are out there listening. You're the chosen. You're the faithful. You're the faithful followers. And then it goes on to say, and on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are small lords with a small L, and he's the Lord with a capital L. He made you kings and priests, but he is the great King of kings over all the kings. Even the title should stir up a sense of respect inside of our hearts right now. You should feel like you want to worship the great king, and even an awe within us, for this king longed to be in a close relationship with each. That's the one thing I truly love about the Lord. how he has made himself known specifically to each person that calls on his name or that calls themselves a Christian. You might have congregations and groups of people that pray together or around each other, but each of you have a testimony personally in your heart about who the great King is. It's not just groups of people like people see when they see congregations of 2,000 and 3,000. Some people might be new converts in there, but most of the people in there are people that God has dealt with individually. They know him as their great. And since he created us, he wants to know us intimately, each and every person. And so it's not good if you haven't made that checkmate yet when seeking God's face in an intimate way, on a one-on-one way. If you still just like in a congregational sing-along, try to change that. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, make yourself known to me personally. I want to know you intimately. I want to know you in a different way. I don't want to know you just in a sing-along. I want to know you in a one-on-one way. And our Lord desires for us to grow in character also. And ask the Lord, what is that? How does that look when we know you intimately and we grow in your character so that we become more like him? And that is like blasphemy to some people, but that's the whole transition. It says that we look in a glass darkly and then we're changed into that same image that we're looking at. And so that when you see him, you will be like him. And to some people, it's like, oh, I never heard that before. Look that up and ask the Lord to show you what does that look like to become more and more like him, teaching us to love those who we might not be inclined to love. That's how Jesus operates. He teaches us how to love. He gives us what we don't have. I was telling some people the other day how some people before have made me a little upset, and I actually had to go and tell the Lord I don't really care for them because of the things that they did to me, because I had did some things for them, and they rewarded me very badly. So I was telling the Lord about that, and all of a sudden, the love of God poured on me. He gave me what I didn't have. I didn't have it, and I let him know. I'm not feeling that love I know we're supposed to feel for each other. And he poured so much love into me. He said, you don't, but I do. One, two, we're not going to receive everything on this side that we think we should get. Some things we're going to, is a reward in the kingdom. Sometimes we do things and people don't receive it correctly and they reward you badly. It's okay because it's in God's hands then. And as we let him change us, we will be more aware of his power. Everybody wants the anointing. They want the power, but God has to bring us up into a more mature way. And as we allow him to work on us and in us and through us for our good, then we will be, you know, be able to be more aware of what the power of God and the might of God looks like, feels like, operates, how we're operating from that and not ourselves. Jesus is also what we call and know to be, and we all need this right now, for the Lord to be our refuge. And Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. You know, a lot of people are in fear right now, and you know I'm telling the truth. Because when people bring up any types of diseases or any kind of war or things that are going to happen, people fold and they start crying and they start doing the things that they really wish they didn't do. I've heard so many people say to me that they did things in 2020 out of fear, not because they were trusting God. You know what the Lord says about that? He says, perfect love casts out all fear. Love God. We will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. You are my refuge and my strength. Wouldn't you like to say that? We got to get there. We can't be in a place that if something occurs that breaks out, that we get so upset that we turn back to the world. We go back to Egypt. And we can't be like the children of Israel. As they journeyed, it took them 40 years because they kept longing to go back to the world. The world has nothing to give you. You see, all its idols and all its strength is falling. 9:9 says, all who are oppressed, may come to you as a shelter in the time of trouble. You are a perfect hiding place. That's where you want to be, in the secret place of the Most High, in the perfect hiding place. It goes on to say, may everyone who knows your mercy keep putting their trust in you. Now is the time to trust the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It says, for they count on you for help no matter what. Oh, Lord, you will never, no, never neglect those who come to you. God is truly with us in many ways, and he shows himself strong to us, able to shape himself into many forms to meet our needs. He is also worthy of the title King of Kings if we will be willing to lay down our own desires. See, that's the whole thing. Got to be willing to lay down our own desires to be in control. Everybody wants to run, be the sole ruler and runner of their lives and their situations. But if we will be willing to lay down our desire to be in control, we will see evidence of his righteous rule in our lives and the awesome many facets of Jesus, who is our bridegroom lover. Jesus, the great I am, I love him so much. Jesus, the warrior who fights for us. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the sacrificial lamb. And Jesus, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all lords. In the New Testament, he was prophetically spoken of and represented even before his birth. He was Emmanuel, manifested on earth, God with us. You know, a lot of people like to blaspheme Jesus and say that he belonged to a certain race of people, but they all are going to bend their knee to the great I am. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's no way to get into the kingdom when you are presented to the, after your death, to the throne room. The only ticket that will get you in is God seeing his image inside of you, which would be Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Christ in you. That will be your ticket and your entrance into his kingdom. Amen, Pastor Keith.
Amen. And don't go away. We'll be right back. Our God is so awesome.
Our God is an awesome mighty rain from heaven above and within. Some power and love, our God is awesome God. Our God is an awesome mighty rain.
God. Praise the Lord. And in this hour, we've got to learn how to call on the name of the Lord. Just like Abraham, he called on the name of the Lord, as it is written in Genesis chapter 13, verse 4, to the place where he had made an altar at the first. And there, Abram called upon the name of the Lord. Abraham began to worship the one true living God. Once we understand and have the revelation of the name of the Lord, then we know to call on him in times of trouble, to give him praise for who he is and all he has done, even during the good and lean times in our lives. As it is written in Psalms chapter 1, 24, verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. So much going on now. We've got to learn to call on the name of the Lord and have faith in his name and know what his name stands for. King David called on the name of the Lord in Psalm 116, verse 4. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, deliver my soul. When the children of Israel called on the Lord, God heard them, and he raised up Moses, Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. The Lord has truly seen the affliction of his people today in this world, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, by reason of their governments. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land out of the hand of the Egyptians, you know, worldly people, and to bring them up out of the land
of this world.
Yes, unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and Jebusites. These are all the ungodly nations that occupied the land that God is going to give to his people, just like there are many ungodly nations occupying this world that belongs to the Lord. The world, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and them that dwell therein. Now we'll continue reading. Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, talking to Moses, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that you mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, just like he's going to call us and have us to go to these kings and nations and governments and free the people from bondage. They called, the children of Israel called again on the name of the Lord, and he raised up Gideon. Judges 6, verse 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, verse 14 and 6 through 16. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this your might. You shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? And he said unto them, Gideon said unto the Lord, O my Lord, how shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. So don't think that you are too lowly or too insignificant in the eyes of God, because he can still use you to deliver a nation. Even the great Samson called on the name of the Lord after the Philistines had captured him and took out his eyes. Judges 16, verse 28. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, and I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray you, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. The Lord answered his call and gave him back his strength as at the beginning, and he destroyed more of the Philistines at his death than he did when he was alive. Elijah called on the Lord when he had a showdown with the prophets of Baal, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 24. This is Elijah talking to the prophets of Baal. He said, and call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. In other words, they agreed, okay, let's do it. When Elijah called on the name, after they called on the name of their God and nothing happened, then Elijah called on the name of the Lord, and God truly answered by fire. He answered so much that he brought fear to the hearts of the people around. Verses 39 and 40. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And the world is going to say that very soon. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there because they were against the Lord. That was their judgment. If God answered the call of Elijah, he will answer our call as well, because he loves us just as much as he loves Elijah. Just keep in mind that Jesus is Lord. Therefore, today, when we call on the name of the Lord, we call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. His name is the name that is above all names, according to the perfect will of God the Father. calling on the name of Jesus signifies more than just uttering a word. It represents an acknowledgement of who God is. The revelation of Jesus Christ revealed to those, the revelation of Jesus Christ is revealed to those who truly receive, believe, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ and allow him to dwell within them, because we know exactly who he is and what Jesus truly stands for, and we will receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God will reveal his purpose and what he originally came to this earth to do, and what he is doing right now, and what he is about to do. By calling on the name of Jesus, we express our faith in his redemptive work and invite him into our lives to deliver us from the burden of sin and reconcile us back to the Father by conforming us into his full glorified likeness and image. The way to call on the name of the Lord is to first open your heart to him in a pure way, and in faith, call on him audibly. As it is written in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You will be delivered. We must make up our minds to believe in the Lord and follow the way of righteousness as we call on his holy name, as other true believers do. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Christians should never be silent when it comes to worshiping the Lord and calling on his holy name as those who worship dumb idols. We should not be ashamed to worship God by calling only on the name of Jesus Christ and no other false gods, be it objects, people, organizations, demons, you know, no other false gods, only the Lord. Because when you were in the world, some of you dabbled in some of that stuff. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, ye know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. We must continue to call on the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus Christ, which is the name above all names. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. His name has authority, and all who call on his name shall be saved or delivered. We will have persecution coming to the church in this hour. It's happening right now, even as I speak, in many countries, and in secret, undercover politically, and ready to be brought forth as Antichrist laws here in the United States. Many Christians are already suffering persecutions all over the world in many Antichrist nations. It is said that Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world. Get a load of that. And it is slowly coming to our nation. Prophets have prophesied Christians going underground like the early church, many having church in their homes, pastors being attacked if they don't preach the way the government wants them to preach, if they don't follow certain guidelines given to them by our government. These churches can lose their 501c3 status. They have already started on social media. If you talk about the true writings of the Holy Scriptures, you can be cut off of social media, even be jailed if you say certain things over the pulpit in certain states. We really need the Lord in this hour. I mean, really, because evil is everywhere. We must call on his holy name because it is unsafe in our streets right now, college campuses, soon in our homes. We don't know who is going to trip out and start shooting people in areas that are heavily populated with young people, older people, our elderly, even people that can't get around handicapped, or people in restaurants, movie theaters, and concerts. You just don't know who's going to just trip out. Since our borders are open, anyone can and has entered into our country. This is because of the sins of our political leaders and some of our church leaders leading the people astray in this nation, going after false gods and forsaking the one true living God. What they don't realize is that this country is led by demons, working through politicians, the World Bank, corporations, governments, and businesses, secret societies, witches, and certain pagan and worldly churches, including the Church of Satan. This country is being destroyed from within. We are America, but we are owned by China. We are in bondage because of our political leaders. They have sold our country to ungodly nation, to an ungodly nation, all because of greed among many of our political leaders. The demons are whispering in their ears, sell the country so that you can be wealthy beyond belief. Have political power and be personally rich. Demons are moving them to invest in human, drug, and gun trafficking, along with many other billionaires and very popular celebrities in the entertainment field of sports, movies, and music, political and religious leaders mingling and being controlled by demons every single day. Violence is at an all-time high in our schools, on the streets, with small political groups being paid to incite riots. We have wars between the nations, Russia against Ukraine, Iran versus Israel, Syria versus Iraq. Russia recently hovered over Alaska with a nuclear weapon, a nuclear plane weapon. The U.S. had to intercept them, causing a standoff. We truly have wars and rumors of wars. And religiously, a priest allowed an imam, which is a Muslim priest, to speak at a Catholic church. And many people walked out. They said, this is the act of trying to bring forth a one world religion. That's what they cried out. And I'm glad that many of the people didn't fall for it, you know, that they walked out. There are economic attacks coming on the people in the coming weeks, months, and years, attacking or taking control of our bank accounts. Have you noticed that if you try to withdraw a large amount of money from your own bank account, the bank expects you to answer a series of questions as to what you are going to use your money for? It's none of their business. Yet they say it's our policy to ask these questions. Well, it's not my policy to tell them. You will see grocery stores not having much food on the increase, and you will find a lack of water, which is why many people are stocking up right now on food and water. Everything costs so much. Prices are high everywhere. Everything is high. The cost of living is so high. Our medical bills are ridiculous, and I'm talking about our co-pays. And if you don't have insurance, medical insurance at all, you can forget it. People will practically let you die if you can't pay the hospital or the doctor. Even insurance on your houses are going up, but it covers less and less. You're paying more, but getting covered less. It seems as if we aren't really living. We are surviving. We need the Lord to be our provider, our healer, our shelter, our protector, our security in this hour. That's why the Lord said in Psalm 91, verse 15, God says, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. No matter who you are, there will be a time when you will have to call on the name of the Lord, even if it means to call on him to deliver you from your own personal sins and iniquities. As David did in Psalm 51, verse 10, David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We must call on the name of the Lord here in America. We must pray to the Lord and repent like like Daniel prayed for Israel. Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. And whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, then God answered his prayer by sending the angel Gabriel. We also have to ask the Lord to have mercy on us, like Abraham asked the Lord for mercy when it came to Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord was willing to show mercy if he could only find 10 righteous people in the land. But there wasn't even 10 righteous people. Therefore, God had to destroy both Sodom and Gomorrah. Man, we really need the Lord in this hour. Let us pray. Let's pray right now. Oh, Lord, spare America for the righteous people that are in this land. Have mercy on us and deliver us. Clean us up, O Lord, and bring us into repentance. We need you, Lord, to truly bless America and turn us around. Drive out the darkness, the Antichrist system, the demons, the Jesus haters, idolaters, and witches. Drive out the perverted, the murderers, and the liars. Drive out all who offends you. Clean them up, Lord, or drive them completely out, O God, along with all the demons that are governing these people. Lord, we call upon you right now and ask that your Holy Spirit descend upon this nation and bring life, love, joy, peace, righteousness, and happiness in this country. Bring your Shekinah glory and your glorious light upon this nation and bless us. And then let your glory spread all over the world as the waters cover the sea. Bless our holy ones, Lord. Bless your holy ones wherever they are in this world. And let us get into our place, our spot, so that we can receive power and strength to shine and do our part in this hour. In the name and under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit and for the glory of God the Father, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor Tasila, I tell you that it's just time for us to really get together and really be serious as we call on the name of the Lord with a pure heart and full of faith, you know, in this hour.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Don't go away. We're going to be right back. Well, actually, first of all, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in. You're such a blessing to us, and we love having you on the line, and some of you who are listening from your computers, we really appreciate you listening to us. We hope that we have been a blessing to you and that we will continue to be a blessing to you. And we just ask that you continue to tune in and tell people about Christian Talk with TNT, T-Meyer and Tasila. Just go ahead and tell them we believe in lifting up the name of the Lord, and we will lift him up no matter what. At any cost, we will lift him, his holy name, and we pray that you will be bold enough to do the same. Stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't be persuaded to move to the right hand or to the left, but stay in the center of his perfect will. By all means, God bless you all. We will see you again next week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna
see.